in today's edition of the Daily Diamond. And let's start here with that Subway Series, with the Yankees and Metropolitans here, Jensen, because I can't believe that all of a sudden, look, Mets were still 10 games under 500. They sweep the Tigers, do the math. They're still 7 games under 500. And it's the Yankees that come into the Subway Series limping. Should we be put on alert if you're Met backers and all of a sudden you're starting to feel yourself a little bit and beat your chest, and here come in the wounded animal that is the New York Yankees? I wonder if that bodes poorly for the Metropolitans.
It does. I will back the New York Yankees here on the money line. Cam Schlittler getting the ball here as well. And again, when you look at some of the data and some of the recent trends, how about the Yankees? If they have lost by 7 or more runs and they're on the road, 13-1 straight up. How about 8-2 straight up also as a road favorite after allowing 7 runs? So I think you're looking more towards an opportunity here for not only a bounce back, but again, this has been a Subway Series, if you will, that has been predominantly one that the Yankees have taken what they've needed to. And I think this presents a pretty convincing case that they'll be able to do it again here tonight. Couple of other spots that I've already locked in on. Let's start with that first page right there, the White Sox and the Cubs. I mentioned it, this is the first time they have met. They'll call it the Crosstown Classic. I call it the Windy City Classic. They are both over 500 in this matchup against each other for the first time since 2008. And why is that significant? Well, a young Jenson Lewis was still, you know, being able to tote the rubber there and be able to deliver some free air conditioning in some summer nights gone by. But that also means that we've got a White Sox team that now looks formidable again. Dave, by the numbers here, the matchup, Edward Cabrera and Sean Burke tonight for the Cubs and White Sox, respectively, both teams averaging at least 5 runs of support for those fellow starting pitchers in their game started this year. So I'm going to play the over 8 minus $1.29 for the Cubs and the White Sox tonight. Also, another very intriguing part of where we are for rivalry weekend. When you head down to Tampa Bay, and they've been one of the best stories of the year, you get a little citrus series matchup with the Miami Marlins. And I'm looking at the run line here for the Rays. Play the Rays minus 1 at plus $1.32. Dave, they are 26-16 covering the run line. That's the best mark in the American League, third best in Major League Baseball. But when they're a home favorite, as they are tonight, how about 8-1 covering the run line? So we'll play them minus 1 at plus $1.32. Like that situational spot for them tonight. I kind of joked with you, and if Major League Baseball would like to take this recommendation, the battle for the Ambassador Bridge. That's where we find the Blue Jays and the Tigers tonight. Now, the Tigers limping in significantly to this series, and the Blue Jays, I think, starting to turn the corner a little bit, and hopefully with Trey Savage on the mound tonight, that continues. It's been great for them offensively. 2 of the 3 wins they've had behind Trey Savage this year have come by a margin of 3 or more runs. So we're going to play the Blue Jays minus 1 at plus $1.10 in Comerica Park tonight. Ty Madden gets the start for the Tigers. Detroit has lost both of his starts when he's taken the mound. So we're going to play those particular games. And then one more for you, near and dear to your heart. The Beltway Series between the Orioles and the Nationals. If you like offense, you're going to love this series. Baltimore is 26-18 to the over, 14-6 as a road team. That is the second best mark in Major League Baseball. And guess what? They get a Washington team that is the best team in the bigs to the over. 28-14-2. Don't overthink it, Dave. Over 9, minus $1.32 between the O's and the Nats. Oh, say can you see? You will see lots of runs there in our nation's capital beginning tonight.
Back to the for the Mets and Yankees tonight, when you do have Cam Schlittler against Clay Holmes tonight, that total sitting at 7, how do we get to 8? I know the Mets hit 5 home runs yesterday, and that was certainly an offensive explosion for that team yesterday against the Tigers, but and they are swinging it better collectively since, you know, getting some of the young guys and the A.J. Ewings in the lineup and the like, but is there any other play to make there than the under?
No, actually, I kind of like the over. And you think about where these really? Matchups have been. Yeah, I could see there's something about this particular series, Dave, where we get offense. And for whatever reason, when you see a little bit more of that team, you know, in the Mets, that, okay, you come off the offensive outburst that you've had here in what, sure. the last 2 to 3 series, even just particularly against Detroit. You hang a 9 yesterday. You had a 10 in the series opener. You know, you've actually scored 10 runs, what, twice in the last 8 games? 9 or Amazing. More in 3 of the last 8. So it's starting to turn a little bit. The team average isn't going to look great, but you're getting contributions now a little bit more fluidly than what you had before. And I do think the game kind of elevates when you get a Yankee team that's limping in a little bit. But as you said, it kind of ripe for them to get right with your ace on the hill. So I'm not going to play it just yet. But if I were to lean, I would lean more towards the over. I think you could see, just want to kind of see if there's any percentages out there that would
sure.
kind of give me a little bit more of an indicator there. Well, now that I kind of look at it, I take that back. I think the under. All right. For whatever reason, the Yankees, when they're on the road. Okay. This is a little bit more. Last 10 games, 9-1 to the under, even as a road favorite. Okay. I stand corrected. Under would be the play for me tonight. If you're going to play it at all.
In my group text, Meet the Mess, got a Lou Brown GIF sent yesterday. It says, they're coming around. Let's hope the Mets are really coming around here.
Starting to come together, Pepper. Starting to come together.
There it is. I don't know what this means. And, you know, Wes Reynolds on the network does a great job for college football, knowing what all the awards are, you know, like the Oaken Bucket or whatever you might be playing for. With the Padres and the Mariners, the Vetter Cup. Is that the Eddie Vetter Cup? What in the world does that denote here for San Diego and Seattle?
Trying to make up, you know, something to sell some tickets. Eddie Vedder's a massive Cubs fan. So that is hysterical right. That they actually did that. Okay, let's look at, I think, a couple of things here. The Padres, and I was watching this yesterday. It took to the 9th inning to get an over. It was 7-0 for a while. And I thought I was going to lose my over 7.5 with 7 runs basically being scored by the end of the 3rd inning. Interesting scheduling spot here, Dave, because some of the trends, Seattle at home on Fridays has been an absolute juggernaut. I want to say 14-3 in their last 17 as a home favorite on Fridays, but the Padres, when they're coming off a game where they've allowed a boatload of runs, I believe in the last 2 years when they've allowed 7 runs or more, and they are the away team. They are 13-2 straight up. So you got some conflicting, trends going together. I don't think I didn't think I would want to go on the Padres, but I'll take a shot with them here. Randy Vasquez has actually been a lot better than people might've realized. So I'm going to take a shot on the underdog here. I'll take +113 on the money line here that the Padres actually kind of bounce back a little bit. They've been dreadful offensively. But maybe they get to the youngster in Emerson Hancock later on in the Pacific Northwest. So I'll take a shot on the Padres +$1.13.
Citrus Series down there with Tampa Bay hosting the Marlins. And the Marlins can be frisky, although the Twins took them out pretty good here yesterday. That's for sure. What do we make of Tampa? Because I know people necessarily don't want to buy in yet on what they've seen from the Rays. Is it real or is it fugazi?
For people just joining us, again, the Rays -1 at +$1.32 was what I was looking at, and 8-1 covering the run line as a home favorite, 26-16 covering it, period. That is the best mark in the American League, third best in Major League Baseball. So Rays -1, +$1.32. They will take the opener tonight, in my eyes, of the Citrus Series.
All right, so as long as the Mets beat the Yankees, sorry, Joe Freezer, our producer, then all is right in the world. Okay, when we come back, we have to get to our best bets here. And some of those I gave out. Look, I was looking to some low scores here in the PGA Championship. It is not happening again for a second day in a row. So there's like an invisible force field right now to get to 4 under par. Let's see if anybody can break that. Is there trouble lurking for world number 1? We'll discuss that next right here on VSiN by the Books.